morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We are podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. And we are at facebook.com/radiocafe. Later on in the show, Robert Knott will be with us speaking of the arts. Right now, I'd like to welcome Bill Hutchison. He's from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, and he is with us here about once a month, speaking of animals.
We've given up on saying it's the first Friday or the second Friday or whatever we pretended it was for a while.
I don't know how that happened. Our schedule got away from us. But it is with literal tears in my eyes that I'm going to have to say that your next show is the last show. You are leaving us, abandoning us.
It is.
Moving to
lurch,
a bigger city whose initials are also SF.
Trading one SF for the other, as they say. I'll be leaving Santa Fe late August to make my fortune in San Francisco.
Yeah, you're the 49ers, only a couple of...
And significantly less good at football. That is football, right?
No, it was actually a gold rush. People went to, in 1849, they went west to make their fortune.
Oh, this was pre-football.
But that was 161 years ago.
Yeah, right, exactly. I suspect most of the gold is gone, but I'm going to be looking for it a lot, as I do not yet have a job there.
Well, Bill Hutchison, there's a lot going on and a lot to talk about before you leave. One thing is just some basic pet care stuff, as we talk so much about dogs and cats, but especially dogs have a hard time this season for a number of reasons. The heat, the thunder, the firecrackers, it's a rough time for a lot of dogs.
It's a rough time for our pets. I hope that everybody saw Robert Knott's fine article in the New Max last week about the heat and your pets. It's a grueling time, and there are a few things that we need to do. I'm glad that I was looking at the weather on the way down here this morning, and it looks like temperatures are going to be cooling off, which is very good for our pets.
It was cold this morning.
Oh, I loved it. It was so nice.
I put on my fleece jacket.
I was finally not sweating like a dog. No pun intended.
Dogs don't sweat.
They do out of the pads of their feet.
All right.
I was not panting like a dog this morning as I usually am. So some of the things that we need to watch out for are making sure that our dogs' water bowls are filled. I'm sure that all of us have seen that when the weather gets hot, all of a sudden they're drinking 2-3 times as much water. And where they may not have drained their water bowls as quickly, now, poof, it is gone. And there's nothing worse than a dog who is not able to get a drink of water on a hot day. A lot of the dogs who we see who are confined outside with a water bowl and a food bowl, perhaps, and maybe some rudimentary shelter, they need to have their water checked a lot, too. It's really hot outside for those dogs who aren't going inside. And if they tip a water bowl over in the morning and don't have water all day, that can be the kiss of death for our dogs. So we don't want that to happen.
I put a big metal mixing bowl out for the dogs.
That's
great. Because I've got three dogs, and I change that thing at least once a day.
I have some friends who put out little Rubbermaid tubs full of water, and I think overkill is probably the way to go in this situation. We also need to watch how we're walking them. I see a lot of dogs in the heat of the day or even late in the afternoon walking on the residential streets of our little town here, and asphalt gets very, very hot and retains the heat during the day. So imagine taking off your shoes and walking on the asphalt, and that's what your dog's going through. So bear that in mind. Sidewalks, dirt that's light-colored dirt, these are all things that you can do to help alleviate some of the pain that your dog's going to go through. Short-snouted dogs, what we call brachycephalic dogs, boxers, French bulldogs, English bulldogs, pugs, these are dogs who do not have adequate ventilation systems built into their head. That long snout is partly what helps keep them cool by exhaling a lot of that hot air and breathing in ideally cooler air. So these little short-snouted dogs, this is not the time to take your boxer hiking. You may be good and strong and tough, but they cannot cool themselves off the way that our German Shepherds, etc., can.
So unless
really
you go to a place where there's a creek and shaded pathways and things like that.
If you want to walk through the aspens and down to a creek, that's one thing. But say taking them hiking, taking your boxer out to Tent Rocks right now is a very poor idea.
Do they allow dogs in Tent Rocks?
I have absolutely no idea. I say Tent Rocks like I actually go there and hike, but frankly, a little walk around my block is all that I can handle.
Well, I took my three dogs to the dog park, and two of them are light-colored and short-haired, and one of them is dark and long-haired. And the dark, long-haired one basically spent the whole walk rushing from shrub to shrub and trying to stand underneath.
Yeah, our long-haired dogs, one of the things that people do that is a huge mistake is to shave them in the summer. And it you know, intuitively it might make some sense. They've got this gigantic coat. Let's take the coat off them when the weather's hot. What they really need is to be brushed out, get that winter undercoat out. But those long coats serve as insulation both in the colder weather and the warmer weather. And if you take off that insulation, then they aren't able to operate as efficiently as they do naturally.
What about trimming them a little bit?
Trimming is a brilliant idea. Shaving them is a terrible idea. Okay. It's like with us. Our hair in the summertime provides us some protection from the sun. You shave it off, you're going to be, your head's going to get really hot, and they
and
risk sunburn.
Exactly. So a doggy can get sunburned.
A dog can get terribly sunburned.
They
We've
can
seen
also
some
get
bad
ugly.
Cases of sunburn. It makes them, not only does it make them look hideous, which increases their embarrassment, which increases the chance that they'll cut the brake lines on your car, but it also puts them at risk of sunburn and, of course, skin cancer and all sorts of unpleasant things. Do not shave your dog. Trimming, grooming, all that's very well advised, but don't shave your dog.
A relative of mine had a hedgehog that used to eat the wires of her car. I mean, it was a wild hedgehog.
Hedgehogs are notoriously homicidal. There's a small penitentiary for hedgehogs in Bloomfield, Indiana, which is well, there's a few other small rodents there, but
Bloomfield, Indiana, that's where there's a very big Tibetan community where the Dalai Lama spoke.
They employ a lot
coincidence?
Of the they employ a lot of the criminally insane hedgehog guards out of that community.
Very interesting.
Little known fact.
So, heartworm.
Heartworm is another big issue for us in the summertime. I've heard people say heartworm is not a problem in Santa Fe. Let me say this, au contraire. I have mosquito bites all over my hands and fingers right now because of the number of mosquitoes that are out and about. And we have more heartworm cases in the shelter this year than I've ever seen in my 7 years there.
Really?
Absolutely. We're treating them left, right, and center. So getting your dog heartworm tested and getting them on heartworm preventative, you can do that at our animal shelter satellite clinic. You can do that at your veterinarian's office and get them on heartworm preventative this summer. I typically will leave my dogs on heartworm preventative year-round.
I do too.
It's inexpensive. There's no compelling reason not to. But at the very least, in the summer, it's a bad deal, and it can be. I have some very good friends who, whose dog had heartworm, and they didn't know it. And he was out running in the yard, just running and playing. Very sweet young dog. All of a sudden, boom, keels over dead. Tragic, tragic story. Very preventable, but we want to do the best that we can to make sure that our dogs don't run into that situation. That was my wake-up call, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, you can get them. I go to Smith Vet, and they will. Once every year or two, they will test the dog and make sure that it doesn't have heartworm. And I keep them on the heartworm preventive all year round. And they're these little sort of treats.
Yeah, they're these delicious little beefy flavored liver treaty things.
Yeah.
About April or May, I'll get my dogs tested just to make sure they're golden. And then I'll keep on trucking first of every month. I pay my rent, I give them the heartworm.
There we have it.
So let's do that, folks. Let's get them on the heartworm. The other thing I'm excited to tell you about, it's a mixed bag, actually, is our 3-day adoption special starts today at the shelter.
Now, wait a minute. Just one second. Going back to heat, did we also say don't leave your dog in the sun?
Don't leave your dog in the sun. I had an interesting conversation with the chief of police this week who was talking about the number of people that are leaving their dogs in the cars in the heat. And, folks, we go over this every year, but I can't stress to you enough how much of a problem that is. If you see anybody doing it, if you are tempted to do it, even for a couple of minutes, we had 100-degree heat here the other day. You go into this grocery store for 5 minutes and leave your dog in the car with all the windows rolled down, that is not safe for your pet still. And I'm not talking like, oh, it slightly increases the risk. That can absolutely, imagine all the windows rolled down, which very few people do. They usually crack them and imagine that's enough. But that your car turns into a convection oven. It is not properly ventilated, again, even with all the windows rolled down. And that can kill your dog in a matter of minutes. And it is a tragic and terrible thing.
And also, if you leave your dog in the yard when you go to work, and one side of your house is sunny and the other side is shady, and it doesn't have access to the shady side when the sun goes from east to west.
Absolutely. They're
then
sitting
your
there
dog
baking
is
under
sitting
the
there
heat.
Baking in the sun. And you thought, and when you left it was shady, but hey.
Yeah. It's a hard thing. I see some of the dogs that are tethered in our community that are tied out in the yard all day, and I can tell sometimes that the side of the house that they were on in the morning was shady, and you think to yourself as you're leaving, well, it's the dog's outside. He's not going to run away. It's nice and cool. And then the sun continues its inexorable track through the sky, and all of a sudden, that's not shady anymore, and your dog is getting roasted. This weather is really, really rough on dogs, and we have to think about what they're going through during the day, during the time that they're in the out in the world, and figure out how we can keep them safe. This is probably one of the most dangerous times for dogs. And add to that fireworks, which they just went through, and it was...
Oh, on the 3rd of July, when all the wonderful people in my neighborhood decided to light all their own illegal explosive firework things, I was walking my dogs, and Honey took off, and she hid for 3 hours somewhere. I couldn't find her. I looked everywhere. And then when the fireworks stopped, which was about midnight, or I can't remember, it was very late, I went out and yelled again and yelled again, and there she came, still terrified.
Yeah, my sweet Chloe, who passed away in December, used to be terrified of fireworks, and would get in the bathtub and hunker down like it was a foxhole and just quiver and shake, and it would send me into this rage that people would do this to the animals in our neighborhood. And, you know, I remember last year we talked about this. There were some articles in the New Mex on this. And some of the comments were filled with, you people are overreacting, you know, how bad is it really? And we have a right
to
celebrate, et cetera.
We have a right to light off illegal explosives in our neighborhoods.
I don't begrudge anyone their patriotism. But when you see an animal that you love cowering in fear and shaking because, as far as it's concerned, the apocalypse has come, and they're next on the Grim Reaper's list, it's a terrible thing.
I've come to hate fireworks for that reason.
It's really awful. They were going off until 1 or 2 o'clock in my neighborhood this year in the morning, and luckily my little pug is deaf, and my Dobie doesn't seem to mind it that much, but it's just a terrible thing. We have a lot of outside dogs in my neighborhood, and it increases the days after the 4th of July. It increases our lost animal intake, sometimes double and even triple
what
we normally have. And it takes several days for them all to come in because they're terrified. They run away. They don't know what's going on. We get dog injuries from going through doors and whatnot. So bear it in mind for next year, folks. Be patriotic and go down to the high school and watch the fireworks display there.
And meanwhile, thunder, which we really can't do anything about, is almost as bad for a lot of dogs. And I was encouraged to buy something called a thunder shirt, which is just basically this little dog costume that has spandex, and you wrap it around so that they feel like they're being hugged
exactly.
A little bit.
Exactly. Sometimes they're called thunder shirts. I've heard them called thunder blankets. And it essentially just hugs your dog and sort of squeezes them a bit so they can feel tighter. And we can use a lot of the same principles we use during the 4th of
works?
July. Absolutely, I do. I think it works with some dogs.
I don't think it works with every dog.
It's very, I think, particular to the mood and psychology of your critter if it works. But there are other things we can do. Music that's comforting, having a TV on when it's thundering, and you can sit with them and hold them and watch TV. Do something to let them know that, despite the fact that there's a meteorological apocalypse, that they're not going you're not going to let anything happen to them.
That the South Park Marathon is still on as usual.
Exactly. The world is still turning despite the fact that it's raining and filled with flashes of light and sonic booms.
And Dr. House is still curing all diseases. Okay, so you're having an adoption event.
We are. We're slammed. It's been a rough summer for us. The last few years, our regular listeners will remember, were cat heavy. And cats are doing all right. Sometime last winter, they started slowing down, and that's about the point that the dog intake picked up crazily. We usually get a huge decrease in intake during the winter. This winter, no huge decrease in intake. And so the summer increase was made even more worse by the fact that it hadn't dipped. So we've got a lot of our little dogs doubled and tripled in kennels, which is good for them in the short term, but they need to get out of there and find homes. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, today, tomorrow, and Sunday, we're doing an adoption special, street legal adoptions, out the door, ready to go, $25. We have,
nice.
I think we've got just shy of 200 cats and dogs that are going to be split between the shelter, our resale store, Look What the Cat Dragged In, which you should check out on its own merits, and our PetSmart Cat Adoption Center. And folks, we need to get these animals into home. It's an issue. Our good friends at Espanola Valley are doing a cat adoption special this weekend. We're all facing some serious crowding and crunches. And our normal transfer partners, we're finding, are not able to take in as much as they used to. So what we used to have this sort of pressure release valve by transferring up to Colorado that simply isn't there in the same way that it was.
Really? What's happened? Colorado is saturated?
They're just as busy, I think. It's across the country right now, this kind of this issue.
I blame the Obama administration.
A lot of people do.
And the reason is because they're just not emphasizing the abstinence programs the way they used to.
That's absolutely true. Where are our conservative friends when we need them? So this crowding is, and you know, the downside is our adoptions are down. Adoptions always go down in the summer. People are busy. They're outside. They're enjoying the sunlight, the long days. But this is not the time to leave our furry friends in the lurch. If you can bring somebody home, we also tend to have a little more time, I think, in the summer, on the weekends, et cetera, to spend with a new animal and help bring them into a home. This is the time to do it, and if we're undercutting ourselves hugely. We did the numbers, and it costs us just over about $350 to get an animal into adoptions and ready to go out the door. So by charging $25, it's really just sort of a cursory fee to make sure that you know, that somebody's really interested, and it's not just an impulse. But frankly, at this point, I'll take a well-meaning impulse followed by good action and thought after that if we can find them some homes.
And despite everything that we said about heat, it's actually a great time to have a new dog because you can take it out walking so much.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great time to bond and socialize. We've got puppies, we've got old dogs, we've got young dogs, we've got middle-aged dogs, we've got tons of cats who are very sweet and ready to go. I think when I looked yesterday, we had 93 dogs and 70 something cats who are ready to go in various adoption centers.
Wow.
And we've got just over 100 of each species in the adoption receiving building just waiting to come over and be adopted.
Oh my goodness.
And they're just not, we have the most adorable. We say a little thing sometimes. We put a cute dog in the kennels, we say it's going to be gone before its feet hit the bottom of the kennel. Well, that's not happening. We've got these adorable Chihuahuas, Pomeranians, these cute little dogs, these wonderful large dogs, and they're just waiting. Every day I go in and I see them in their kennels, and they're just waiting and waiting and waiting.
For you.
Waiting for you. So if you have $25, which I know you do, even after spending a few of it on our KSFR fund drive, then I know you can bring an animal into your home.
And I would like to make a plug for middle-aged and older animals.
That's the only way I'll go from now on.
I have adopted a number of middle-aged and older animals, not even from the shelter. They just showed up for one reason or another. My friend's grandmother died, and the little dachshund Dugan came into my life. And he was probably already about 12 or 13. We didn't know how old he was. Nobody could remember when he was born, so he was old. And he provided me with two of the most sweet, beautiful dog years of my whole life. And when he finally succumbed, it was at the vet tech, two of my friends all burst into tears because this was such a beautiful, sweet dog.
Yeah.
You're going to lose them. But also for people who perhaps aren't as mobile and you know, can't deal with a puppy and all the puppy energy, who want a dog that, you know, needs some exercise but not as much as a little new dog.
For those of us who live...
And they are so grateful.
Absolutely they are. For those of us that have busy lives who are not... not able to enjoy that four-hour luxurious cup of coffee at the Santa Fe Baking Company throughout the middle part of the day, a middle-aged and older dog is great. I mean, they love the attention that you give them. They love their walks. They love the time you can spend together. But they don't need that nonstop care to make a puppy a good dog that some of the others do. One of the best dogs I know is our friend Robert Knott's dog, Jimmy. And Jimmy was an adult when she came into your home. And she is really one of the finest dogs I've ever met in my life, and that's consistently across the board. I would echo your plug for the middle-aged and older dog.
The puppies. I mean, I got my little dog Milk thanks to my wonderful friend Anna, when he was a puppy, and he's a great dog, but he has a sense of entitlement. Whereas the rescued dogs, they know how good they've got it.
You're in it together with a rescue dog, with a pup. I mean, puppies are cute, and that's their saving grace, because they're morons when they're young, and then they think that the world centers around them through much of their adulthood, which is frankly not all that different than myself. But I've come to realize that, like a middle-aged or older dog, that may in fact not be true, and that's among the many, many, many things that make them such wonderful. And same with cats. You know, a middle-aged and older cat, kittens are adorable. They're just adorable, but they're hellions, much like puppies are. And my cat and my pug both came to me in their adulthood. Just some of the finest animals that I've ever gotten to share my life with.
How many puppies does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
One. He holds the bulb still and the whole world revolves around him.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. How many kittens does it take to shred your curtains?
One.
That's exactly right. That's not even a joke. That's just animal trivia right there.
That's just a fact.
That's right.
All right, what else? So animal adoption, $25. Come and get your dog.
Absolutely.
Or your cat.
We're still holding our raffle for our Mustang. Cheap, cheap tickets. You can check that out on our website.
I know. I have two of them.
Along with our adoptables. So look at our awesome 1965 Mustang. Look at our awesome adoptable animals. Friday, Saturday, Sunday adoptions for $25. They'll be at Look What the Cat Dragged In, our resale store over by our clinic on Camino Entrada next to Outback. They'll be at PetSmart, and of course we'll have scads of them at the shelter. Our website is sfhumanesociety.org. And I hope
and
that
the phone number is
983-4309.
And there's a selection of kitties and doggies in that Mustang. It's a, what is it, a red 1965 Mustang?
Red 1965 convertible Mustang with a white top.
With a white
it
top.
It is gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
I know. Maybe the stars will favor you or me or one of our listeners. No, it's amazing. Anyway, well, Bill Hutcherson is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society for a short time to come.
Just
he'll
a bit
be back
longer.
In a few weeks.
When is our last show? When is our final hurrah?
Our final hurrah is in 3 weeks, and we will have fanfare and all sorts of cake and cookies and candles and balloons and things like that that show up so well on the radio.
I'm in it for the cake.
Yeah.
The fanfare hurts my ears.
Yeah, well,
makes me want to get in the bathtub and hide.
When Robert comes on, I'm going to be talking about this, a particular food website that I discovered yesterday. But in any case, Bill Hutcherson, thank you so much for being with us on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much, Mary Charlotte.
And everybody, get your wonderful selves down to the animal shelter and all these other locations and get an animal. We're going to take a break right now. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned. I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the education reporter for the Santa Fe New Mexican, and he is with us every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome, Robert.
Hey, good morning. How is you?
How I are?
Yeah.
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. That was a nice chat with Bill.
Indeed. So I can't believe he's moving. I'm so sad.
I know. He's one of my best friends in Santa Fe, and I'm really sorry he's leaving too.
He's a wonderful person and an incredibly valuable person to this town in so many different ways.
I
he
know,
does
I
this wonderful show on Friday nights called the Anthologist Cabinet of
I
Musical
know.
Marvels. He does all this stuff with the animal shelter, and he's a terrific writer, and he's a great friend. Anyway,
I know.
Maybe he'll be back.
We can hope.
Yeah, or not, whatever. Anyway, Robert Knott, what's happening this weekend?
Well,
and the coming week.
I think it's the combination of Spanish Market and Hispanic Contemporary Market, which means there's a lot of art going on, and which means if you're not interested in getting in traffic jams and don't want to go to the Spanish Market, avoid the downtown area because the plaza's already being roped off. Both markets are from, Contemporary Hispanic is 8 to 5 Saturday and Sunday on Lincoln Avenue between the plaza and Federal Place. There is the usual preview award ceremony tonight at Santa Fe Community Convention Center in Marcy. All of this is open to the public and free, unless, of course, you buy art. You can check out contemporaryhispanicmarket.com for information. Meanwhile, the 59th annual Traditional Spanish Market is 8 to 5 tomorrow and Sunday on the plaza. Live music, dance. There is a members-only preview tonight at 7 o'clock at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center, but you've got to pay to get in at that. Check out SpanishMarket.org. You can also see today's Pasatiempo. I think Casey Sanchez did a story on the two markets. So that's the big stuff this week in the two various markets. Are you going to go to either one?
You know, I don't know. I'm going to the opera tonight, and we shall see.
Okay. And you may have heard Paul Taylor Dance Company's coming in, presented by Aspen Santa Fe Ballet.
I know.
8 o'clock Wednesday at the Lenzic, 988-1234. Now, which opera are you going to see?
Well, tonight's Madame Butterfly. Is that right?
That's the one that ends tragically, right?
Yes. A lot of operas end tragically. Yes, it's Madame Butterfly.
Do you think they'll ever get that opera together for the Titanic? Wouldn't that be a good opera? Well, like, we already know it's got a tragic ending, so nobody's going to be surprised. But they'd have to recreate the boat on deck and all that on the stage and have lots of characters. And
yeah, well, there's at least a great song that you can start working with.
What song?
Never mind. So let's see. What else is happening?
Well, there's a new opera, Life is a Dream.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. And the opening night is tomorrow. I had a nice conversation with the composer, Lewis Spratlin, yesterday on this show. And he's brilliant. And, you know, it's funny. I expected that the music would be difficult and the story would be great. And what I found was that it was kind of like watching Shakespeare. You know, the music was not as familiar as classical and Baroque music is, or Romantic music. But, you know, just in the same way that when you listen to Elizabethan English, you don't get every word, but you get the whole
right.
idea.
And this is sung in English.
This was sung in English. You understand every word of the English, and the music is accessible enough. And the story is fantastic, and the staging, lighting, costumes, and set are so brilliant that you just fall over. It's really good.
So you saw a preview, is what you're saying?
I saw the dress rehearsal.
And it's interesting because the story behind it is almost an opera in itself. You know, it was first commissioned for
Calderon
story? The New Haven Opera Theater back in 78. It wasn't produced. Then in 2000, he put on just a recital of the music. He won the Pulitzer for Act Two. And then it sits there, as he says, with the Pulitzer around its neck and nothing else happening. And now it's finally debuting, 2010, Santa Fe Opera. See James M. Keller's piece on it in today's Pasatiempo. Tiempo.
Yeah.
It opens 9 o'clock Saturday night.
And welcome to Santa Fe, James Keller. Or welcome to the Pasatiempo. Tiempo.
Yeah, he's been great. He's a great addition. He started around New Year's, and he's just a great writer, great classical music
He started around New Year's? I didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
I just started reading him in the last couple months.
Life is a Dream only runs about 6 shows. We should warn people, you don't have a lot of time to go between now and mid-August. So check out the opera, 986-5900. Standing room only tickets, always cheaper than the rest. Generally quite available.
Okay, Green Drinks Summertime Pool Party, Bishop's Lodge, today from 6:30 to 9 in the evening. Free food, poolside, cash bar. It's part of the Santa Fe Alliance. And for more information, I don't know. Anyway.
Is there skinny dipping after dark?
I don't know. You'd have to find out about that. But anyway, look up SantaFeAlliance.com for more information.
Okay. If you want to see some teen and youth theater this weekend, the City Different Players over at Santa Fe Performing Arts, housed in the Armory for the Arts at 1050 Old Pecos Trail, present Alice in Wonderland. That's 7 o'clock, I think it's Saturday night. Anyway, it runs through August 1st, matinees. They also are doing, the teen ensemble is doing Jesus Christ Superstar. Best thing to do is call 984-1370. Find out everything you need to find out about those shows. Then if you're interested in more like a 50s doo-wop, Pandemonium Productions presents Grease. Bump, bump, ba-doo-wop, ba-womp, bamboo. 7 o'clock tonight, James A. Little Theater. It's which is at the New Mexico School for the Deaf on Cerritos Road. You got to pay to get into all this stuff. Pandemonium's phone number is 982-3327. And I believe they have a sing-along night one night where you can actually sing with the people, which I've never done, but they put the lyrics up on the wall.
Oh,
you,
nice.
You probably go to those things and sing along, right? I could see you singing that.
I sing quietly to be respectful to those around me.
There you go.
Me.
Robert will not break into song. Just break
no, you can break into song. You sing better than I do. Not even any comparison.
So there's teen stuff there. And on the level of teen stuff, by the way, I'm having auditions one more time for yet another Warehouse 21 show. It's a revival of that tried but true classic, There's No Place Like Homicide, a film noir spoof.
Ooh.
And the auditions are tomorrow, 2 to 5 at Warehouse 21. Show up, be ready to read cold. Show goes up in September, October, so I'll be tied up pretty much through August, September, and October with that.
Hey, I got an email from Margarita saying DJ Margarita is back this Sunday, the 25th, at Rouge Cat, spinning some classic tandas and alternative tango for your dancing pleasure, 3 to 6 in the afternoon. small cover tango drink specials. Rouge Cat is at 101 West Marcy.
If you want a free concert, and who doesn't, go over to the Federal Park at 2 o'clock Sunday for the Santa Fe Concert Band with Gregory Heltman conducting. Bring a blanket, Yay. Bring a lawn chair, bring some water, bring a hat. Admission is free, but donations are welcome. It's called The Musical Treat in Federal Park, and that's a great little Federal Park. You've got a lot of trees, and you could play hide and seek there at night, and it's a lot of fun. So that's a Santa Fe Concert Band, 2 o'clock Sunday in Federal Park. And as we've talked about before, we may as well keep talking about it, Joe Hayes is back.
Yay.
28 years at the Wheelwright, telling stories of ghosts, goblins, ghouls, and nice people. 7 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday nights, free admission. Bring comfortable seating. Where at? Wheelwright, 704 Camino Lejo on Museum Hill.
Bring comfortable seating?
Yeah, like bring a blanket or a chair. The same thing those
There's
concert
There's no chairs?
No.
Oh.
So, 982-4636. Give them a ring if you want to know more. Bring the kids. It's a great thing in the summer. If you're a visitor to town, head on up there to hear Joe Hayes tell terrific stories. 7 and 8 o'clock.
Excellent.
And also up in that area, Nacha Mendez is doing a concert on July 28th, which I believe is Thursday. This is at St. John's College. No, pardon me, it's Wednesday. Wednesday night, St. John's College, 6 to 8 p.m. on the athletic field. Free and family-friendly summer concert series continues. Music on the Hill, Nacha Mendez. It's going to be a lot of fun, 6 o'clock Wednesday night.
Yay.
No pets.
No pets.
Food and drinks available for purchase. For more information, check out www.stjohnscollege.edu. And what do you know about Somos Uno?
Oh yeah, we did an interview on that the other day. It's a big free event which is focused on youth arts and youth mentoring. And it's at the convention center all day tomorrow and Sunday.
10 to 4, so sort of in tandem with, not necessarily connected to the two Spanish markets, but if you're in downtown, head over to the community convention center at 201 West Marcy Street, easy to find, and you'll see a whole bunch of different storytelling, dance, music, hula hooping, stilt walking, Africa drumming, drama, indigenous dance, teen poetry, a circus, oh boy.
A circus. Everyone loves a circus.
Everyone loves a circus, and the circus loves everyone.
And you just broke into song, I'm just saying.
Tonight is the Delgado Street Gallery's art walk. Instead of going up Canyon Road, which you can do anyway, go over to Delgado Street. You'll see various galleries like Pippin Michael Fine Art, Ortiver Santa Fe, In Art Santa Fe, GVG Contemporary, and the Arroyo Gallery. Having their art walk tonight, 5 to 8 p.m. Check it out.
And at Meow Wolf on 1800 2nd Street, just the corner of 2nd Hopewell, solo show of new works on paper by Nicholas Toll. And that was last weekend and again this weekend from 5 to 10, and also open through the 31st of July, Fridays and Saturdays, 5 in the afternoon to 10 at night.
How nice. On Thursday night, Lyle Lovett's back in town with his large band, performing at the Paolo Soleri Amphitheater.
Hey, and there's some hope for that amphitheater.
There's some hope for the amphitheater on the Santa Fe Indian School. Otherwise, this could be the last hurrah for the concert venue. You might hear country, you might hear blues, you might hear gospel, you might hear jazz. You never know with this guy. You got to pay to get in. Call the Lundzik, 988-1234. And one more time, that's 7 o'clock Thursday at Palo Soleri. And Mike's Music Exchange in El Dorado. You know anything about that place?
There's a lot going on there. We talk about it on this show. I haven't been out there yet.
No, me either. 7 o'clock, also Thursday night. You've got singer-songwriter Tao Rodriguez Seeger, who is grandson of Pete Seeger.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be doing a show, 7 o'clock. There's a suggested donation of a certain amount we can't mention on KSFR. But I'll give you the phone number, 466-2782. Again, that's 7 o'clock Thursday night, Mike's Music Exchange.
And tomorrow at 11 in the morning, horticulturalist Michael Clark discusses how to keep your tropical plants lush and insect-free, and how and when to repot them, and you know, tropical plants in the desert, not so easy, but it can be done, and that's at Tropic of Capricorn. And for more information, you can call them at 983-2700. They're over on Old Las Vegas Highway.
Sarah, they're like organic insecticides, so your dogs and cats don't get sick from you using Raid.
Yeah. Well, are you talking about plant insecticides or like...
No, for the first time ever in my whole life, in all the places I've lived, including New York City...
You have cockroaches.
No, I don't have cockroaches. There's no cockroaches in Santa Fe.
Yeah, there are.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
I thought the altitude killed them off.
Nope. They're not very big.
I never see them.
I've seen them.
I have
one.
Ants, small ants. And I catch every living insect in my house, moth, bee, wasp, and release them outside. Flies, if I can catch them. But ants I kill. So
yeah.
I'm killing them like one by one, sometimes with a hammer, sometimes with a napkin. Or if they go down on the floor, my dogs eat them. But they're all over my sink. They're probably looking for water. And I clean up all my cupboards. I'm really neat.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm getting tired of this. Like, this morning I had, like, 15 to kill.
Yeah.
So there are organic insecticides I can use?
There are. You should probably do a Google search because there's a lot of choices. I know somebody who put a line of boric acid, and I guess... But I can't remember whether it was for ants or roaches. And that, you know, they basically, when they cross that, it messes them up. But look it up.
If somebody out there has some good ideas, can they email you and then you'll forward it to me?
Yeah, if you have good ideas about how to get rid of ants, email radiocafe@ksfr.org.
Because I don't want to do like the Three Stooges did in that short movie where they had like ant traps and... Anyway. New Mexico Jazz
Fest. Are you
talking
about the Three Stooges again?
No, I barely mentioned them at all. New Mexico Jazz Fest is still going on. You're going to be happy to know that Los Pioneros de la 21 y El Migón Zenón Quintet is playing at 7:30 Friday.
Los Pioneros, yeah.
Sí,
Friday,
Pioneros.
That's tonight. Unfortunately, I can't go because I'm going to the opera. Otherwise, I would love to go because they're great. That's Puerto Rican traditional music.
Well, they're
wonderful.
Playing down in Albuquerque Saturday. Oh, it's Los Pleneros. It's not Pioneros.
Pleneros.
Yeah.
Plena.
So it's part of Jazz Fest, 988-1234 to find out more. I think Michael Wade Simpson did a piece in today's Pasa Tiempo about this here event.
Hey, have you seen the website thisiswhyyourefat.com? It's basically people send in photographs of food. And so, for example, maple bacon Twinkies, chocolate bacon Twinkies, peanut butter Twinkies. And then cheesy blasters. Somebody sent in a picture of cheesy blasters. And what is in cheesy blasters, you may ask? All beef hot dogs stuffed with jack cheese, folded into a pepperoni pizza, and baked, and then covered in nacho cheese.
No, in my perusing of the internet, occasionally stopping to look at such sites as Naughty Nostalgia, Retro Ranch, and...
You didn't find thisiswhyyourefat.com. It's an
20s.
Amazing...
I didn't find thisiswhyyourefat.com.
It's an amazing website. Here's another one. It's a s'more. Milk, chocolate, marshmallow,
what?
Peanut butter, Nutella, and black raspberry jam, all sandwiched between two graham crackers and microwaved until the fillings reach liquid consistency.
Well, I want some more of that.
It's unbelievable what's on this website. It's like you get a heart attack just looking at it.
Now, wait a minute. Why are you searching it? And by the way, are you...
Somebody sent it to me.
Do you concoct any of these delicious eateries yourself?
There's one that looks good, although I've never made it. I just discovered this site yesterday. It's called Maple Bacon Donut, and it's a donut covered in maple frosting and topped with bacon.
So I come on and talk about Anne Margaret the Three Stooges and sing. I get grief. You come on and you got 8 minutes on
peanut butter. You're not giving me grief?
Grasshoppers.
I consider this grief.
This is why you're... Memento Mori is a show over at Pop Gallery, 133 West Water Street. Work by Daniel Martin Diaz, Brandon Maldonado, and Marie Siena. Artist reception 6 o'clock Saturday. Show runs through August. And we have a really nice cover story and a cover image in the Pasa Tiempo today. It looks like icons and monsters together.
And don't forget to go to the CCA Cinematheque for all kinds of movies.
Oh.
And Joan Rivers' movie is still playing.
I very much like it.
City of Your Final Destination is a documentary about show business. Haven't seen it yet. Is that the Joan Rivers movie?
No, that's the Merchant Ivory story with Laura
Linney. Okay, right. And... anyway, lots more. Oh, Exit Through the Gift Shop. I'm actually planning on seeing that. That's supposed to be wonderful. Have you seen that?
I have not. I've seen a lot of pictures that are out there, mostly the little independents that I like watching, but I've not seen that one you mentioned. But that's CCA. And Cyrus is a very enjoyable offbeat strange picture over at DeVargas. Terrific cast includes John O'Reilly, Marissa Tomei.
What about Inception?
Jonah Hill. I haven't seen the big budget ones for the summer. I tend to avoid them unless I'm assigned them as a review.
Oh, a friend of mine went to Inception and said it was fabulous.
That's what I hear. Salt opens today if you want to see Angelina Jolie play an undercover Russian spy who's not really a spy. For kids in the audience, Ramona and Beezus. Remember the Beverly Cleary stories?
I do indeed.
So they made a movie. And that's over at Regal Stadium 14. And then there's The Kids Are All Right with Julianne Moore and Annette Bening as a couple who have teenage kids. And then the sperm donor who shows up, Mark Ruffalo, and antics ensue. That's over at Regal DeVargas.
Antics ensue. That basically, you could say that about a whole lot of things.
I can.
Yeah, you can.
And when people get tired of it, I say hijinks happen.
And then at The Screen, don't forget, that's the other very wonderful independent movie theater here in Santa Fe. Returning Friday, The Silence Before Bach. And then Pear Portabella, which is a Spanish movie from a couple of years ago. Oh, Pear Portabella. Is that the name of the... Anyway, The Silence Before Bach. And then The Girl Who Played with Fire. Have you heard about that one?
Yeah, that's a sequel to The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. It's a trilogy.
Oh, is it?
Yes, yeah, so and this is number two. The third
Excellent.
One will be out in the autumn.
Well, so that's all happening at The Screen. And you can go to thescreensf.com.
I'm going to list five or six art openings tonight. I like to give the galleries a plug. So here we go, in no particular order. Blue Rain Gallery downtown on Lincoln Avenue has Spanish Market Show with Santos by Gustavo Victor Goler. Reception 5 to 7 tonight. Runs through the weekend. Darnell Fine Art, 640 Canyon Road, has Fragments. It's work by Brenda Hope Zapatil and Claire McArdle, 5 to 7. You can check out Jane Sauer Gallery, 652 Canyon Road, for new ceramic works by Adrian Arleo.
Now, I have to say about Jane Sauer, she was at SOFA. Her gallery was represented at SOFA. And then I saw an artwork that she'd done that was also a piece of art that she had done, I guess, some years ago. And she had a whole career as an artist, and she's an amazing artist.
That's good to hear.
Who knew this?
I didn't know this either, so I head up to her gallery at 652 Canyon Road tonight. Meyer Gallery on Canyon Road, 225, has paintings by Milt Kobayashi, reception 5 to 7. There's a place called Michelle's Closet on Don Diego Court. They're having a Spanish Market Show, reception 5 to 8. All these listings, by the way, are in the Pamela Beach's calendar in the Paso Tiempo. And finally, why not mention Santa Fe Fine Art at 221 West San Francisco Street, which has Atmospheric Dimensions.
Hey, check this out. I just got a note that said, hi, I am having good results using ground cinnamon. Find out where the ants are coming into the house, then put it says Maginot, M-A-G-I-N-O-T, line of cinnamon that they will not cross.
That's a good tip. They're coming in like right above my sink. I'm trying to figure out, I'm going to go under my sink later today and see if they're under there. But I do really keep a neat place. Okay, ground cinnamon.
Yeah.
What is it called? The Maginite?
I don't know. I think it's just a line of cinnamon.
Can you check that out since you have your computer handy?
I do. But also, she said, don't forget to save the chimps. There's a movement to put these chimps in a sanctuary. They're in this Alamogordo primate facility.
That's right.
And they are languishing there and suffering. And so if you want to go to APNM.org, you can find out more about Animal Protection New Mexico, APNM.org. Find out about getting these chimps into a sanctuary.
Thanks. I'll try the cinnamon later on.
Yeah, try the cinnamon.
Tonight, music-wise.
Wait. We're still doing art openings. I want to add one more. Wax paper, an exhibition of works by members of the Encaustic Art Institute. They paint an encaustic, which is a 2,000-year-old wax process developed by the Egyptians to paint mummy masks. And it is tomorrow from 1 to 6 in the afternoon at the Encaustic Art Institute, which is at 18 County Road 55A, or General Goodwin Road in Cerrillos. For more information, 424-6487.
Mummy mask, huh?
Just saying.
Okay, music tonight. Chispa del Mason at 8 o'clock has the Three Faces of Jazz, no cover. Dragon Room at Pink Adobe has Savor, Cuban Music, 6 to 9, yeah. No cover. El Cañon at the Hilton has Jerry Carthy, 7:30, folk music, no cover. El Farol has Don Curry, Pete Springer, and Andy Prim teaming up at 9:30. There is a small cover charge. And at the same time, La Fiesta Lounge has the Hoodoos at 8 o'clock tonight. I like to dance to those guys. You can head on down to the Mineshaft for Aya, Soulful Reggae, at 8 o'clock, no cover. That's in Madrid. And if you like, the Tin Star has the Pleasure Pilots at 9:30 tonight. There's a small cover charge. Finally, an oldie but a goodie. Well, I'm not going to suggest he's old, but he's been there a long time. Doug Montgomery, 6 o'clock, followed by Charles Tishner at 8 o'clock at Vanessi tonight, no cover. Piano bar music, all you like. Tonight. Oh, by the way, tomorrow morning at 10, the guys that did Life is a Dream, Lewis Spratlin and James Marenis, they're going to talk about the opera in a moderated talk tomorrow morning.
Oh, good.
At 10 o'clock at El Museo Cultural. There's no charge. Call the opera for info, 986-5900.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I forgot to mention it in our conversation with Spratlin yesterday.
Good. Santa Fe Artist Market's running next to Site Santa Fe this weekend, 9 to 1 both days. Santa Fe Farmers Market Saturday, 7 to noon over there in the rail yard. And there's we already talked about the Youth Arts Festival. Santa Fe Chamber Music Fest has a concert Sunday night.
Yes, thank you. I forgot to mention the great opening last weekend of Santa Fe Chamber Music. They've got a fantastic summer coming up.
Good thing I'm remembering all these things you keep forgetting about. There's no coordination between us, is there?
No, there's no rapport either.
There's rapport.
Chamber music is a good thing.
What do you know about Flamenco's Next Generation show, 2 o'clock Sunday?
Go ahead.
Maria Benitez Institute for Spanish Arts, 2 o'clock, Lodge at Santa Fe, 750 North St. Francis Drive. Got to pay to get in. Here's the phone number, 490-0433. You can always check out mariabenitez.com. Show runs through mid-August.
Hey, did you mention that David Geist, Geist Cabaret, tonight and tomorrow, Faith Page will be joining David Geist, and Sunday it'll just be David. Geist Cabaret is in Pranzo Restaurant, right in downtown Santa Fe.
Nice. Don't forget Santa Fe Bandstand, outside in, teaming up with the City of Santa Fe.
Yes.
Concerts at noon at 6 o'clock, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. People are getting down there to swing and sing. It's lots of fun. And you can enjoy that to sometime into late August, I believe.
Yep. It's a wonderful thing.
Soulmates, Cowboy Boots and Art, New Mexico Museum of Art. Exhibit talk with James Holmes talking about his work in that there exhibition. That chat, though, is going to be at noon on Monday at New Wing Gallery, 107 West Palace Avenue, by museum admission. Therefore, that's the New Mexico Museum of Art. Head in there. And you can hear James Holmes talk about Soulmates, Cowboy Boots and Art, 12 noon Monday. On Tuesday, we've got Youth Nights at the Opera. You can bring the kids down to Albert Herring Dress Rehearsal at 9 o'clock. They get in really cheap, 986-5900. Let's say that it's Wednesday night, because like, that's not a night like you usually get excited about. And you say to yourself, gee, I want to do something, but I don't want to go to the opera. I don't want to go to the chamber music. I don't want to go to bandstand. I don't know what I want to do. My suggestion is stay home and watch reruns of...
South Park.
South Park. That's very good. That's not bad at all.
That's what I do.
Well, you've got other options. First of all, South Park.
What? It's the greatest work of genius of the 21st century.
Well, that's not a bad thing to stay home and watch on Wednesday nights. Assuming you're not going to watch reruns of Ursula Andress movies from the 60s. But Santa Fe Clay Summer Slide Lecture is called Go Figure, having, I imagine, something to do with the figure.
Hey, you know what? We're almost out of time.
7 o'clock, Santa Fe Clay, Judith Condon's. You've got to be kidding me. How did this happen so quickly?
I don't know, but it's almost 9. I don't even hear the music.
I barely got time to flirt with you or sing a Dean Martin tune. I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks.
Now I hear the music. Okay. You've been listening to Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Robert Knott, thank you so much for being with us. Blah, blah, blah. Stay tuned.
Weeks.
Mary Lynn LeBlanc. Hasta la vista, baby.
Wow.
That was it. That was fast.
Robbed a wall to fill in for me.
Have a great weekend.
Well, goodbye.
Bye.